Audio Mode Day 8, June 8th, 2016. This is the Boss Jock Report. And man, Audio Mode, 8 days in, that was quick. So today on the one of the articles on Mac Rumors, macrumors.com, I'm sure you've all heard of it, but it's one of my personal fave sites for getting Apple nerd info on iOS stuff and rumors about future products and, you know, guides whether you should purchase stuff or wait for the next update, that sort of thing. But they had a pretty interesting article today about Lightning headphones, and in this article they had done some comparisons using a pair of Lightning headphones and comparing it against the output of the 1/8-inch headphone jack. And I think one pair of headphones both accepted an 1/8-inch headphone jack as well as would do a Lightning connector. So in that circumstance, they were able to do a perfect A-B test, see how the headphones performed when they were plugged into the iPhone's headphone jack, and then see how they sounded when plugged into the Lightning port. And a spoiler alert, just stop listening now if you don't want to hear the surprise. But it's worth reading this article anyway if you're at all interested in this sort of thing. But the Lightning connected headphone performance was vastly superior. It was louder. It was obviously receiving more juice, more power to drive the headphones. You know, like that's something that's very important, making sure that the output of the headphone jack has enough juice to power headphones. This is why some people, you know, have their own special audiophile headphone amplifiers, because they'll use a pair of headphones that require more juice than the average mobile device can put out. But in the case of these Lightning connected devices, they have an opportunity to get just a lot more juice, ultimately more power, but also the little converters, the ones that convert digital to analog for headphones. Now, obviously, on most iPhones currently, there's a little digital to analog converter in there. But just like a laptop, the tight tolerances of these devices, the fact that they're using commodity chips and stuff like that, means that they're not always the best converters inside of these devices. So if anything, this one, you know, one isolated test at least gives credence to the theory that it may be better off. If you're looking for convenience, use Bluetooth. And this is not even to take into account the issues of latency and that sort of thing. But with regards just simply talking about fidelity here, if there is a future where Bluetooth is the easy option and Lightning is the audiophile option, well, the boost in fidelity on the Lightning connected devices is going to be much, much higher quality, much quieter. And because the headphone maker is actually going to be producing their own analog or digital to analog converters, and the iPhone is just essentially spitting out a digital signal, that, you know, you could get theoretically a much, much, much higher quality thing. And this is similar. Here's the similarity, I think, to dealing with microphones. Oftentimes you get, you know, talking to people about the best mobile mic setups for the iPhone, for the iPad. And for a long time, you know, there were fans of things that connected via the headphone jack, using the mic in on the headphone jack. And there are, you know, fans that only use stuff that was digitally connected, connecting to either the 30-pin of the older devices or the Lightning pin, or USB audio devices connected with a Apple Lightning USB converter. So we often advise people what to get, and that's what it comes down to a lot, because it was less expensive to get these microphones and these converters that would connect to the headphone jack. More expensive were the digital ones, but as time has gone on, they've become less and less expensive. The recommendation usually is to go digital. However, there are some circumstances where it's just so convenient to use the headphone jack, because it uses less power, because there's oftentimes less compatibility issues. I don't know. There's something about that plugging in mics through the headphone jack. For example, Rode makes a lavalier mic, the Rode Smart Lav, and this Rode Smart Lav Plus. It sounds really good. Connects through the headphone jack. Does a, you know, the fidelity is very, very good. It's not as clear. It's not as crystal clear as digitally connected solutions. There is one made by, is it Audio Technica in partnership with Apogee, makes one that connects digitally and lavalier mic. And obviously that's a much more pristine recording, but the ones connected to the headphone jack, if properly configured and made with good components, like the ones that Rode makes, the quality can be, the sound quality can be very good. We're talking A quality, not A++, but A quality connections. But if you really want that, the best, the cleanest, an external digital interface, digitally connected device that transfers the bits over to the phone digitally is always going to be much, potentially much, much higher fidelity. And today, there's still a choice. There are a lot of mics that plug in through the headphone jack. There are lots and lots of mics that plug in through the Lightning port or USB. And you can go either way, and people still have preferences. But one day, we may not have that the option anymore if that headphone jack goes away. So I just thought it was kind of interesting how there were parallels with regards to just simply the listening experience. And yeah, as fans of audio, I assume, you know, we can talk about just the listening experience and compare that to the production experience, because I think there's similarities there. Before, we had a lot of choice, but maybe we're going to a future that is ultimately going to work out higher quality, but we may be losing some little bits of simplicity. We'll see. It's interesting. Just nerding out. Just thought it was interesting that the Mac Rumors article popped up today. So if you get a chance, macrumors.com, check out that article on Lightning headphones. Love to hear your thoughts on that. And yes, still looking for your hashtag gear crush. So if you want to share your gear crush with us, tag your post, hashtag gear crush and hashtag audiomo. Because this is day 8 of audiomo. Tomorrow's day 9, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye, everybody.